Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here, too. Vicki is back. That's right. I know you're excited. Vicki's back. She's an award-winning author, a career development expert. Her books, one I'm holding in my hand, is 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. She's still working on my etiquette after all these years. And then also Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Welcome to my world, right, Vicki? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. I really, really appreciate it.
We're always welcome here, Vicki. I hope my employees don't write a book about their bad boss. But anyway, hey, it's good to have you back. And there's a lot of interviewing going on out there because a lot of folks, well, not just young folks, but especially we got millions of Gen Ys coming online, and we literally hired two right out of college this year,
right, great,
in my place, and we know that this was their first job right out of college, so I'm not saying we were the only one they interviewed with, but I know we were among their first.
Yeah, there has been like a sea change right now, and there is a lot of interviewing going on, you know. But that said, if you're on the side where you're looking for a job, you need to know there's a lot of competition. And if you're on the other side, you know, you need to learn how to weed through.
Well, I'll tell you something that happened this year, especially. We had people interviewing in their 30s for a couple of specific jobs. We had people interviewing in their 20s, and we had people interviewing right out of college. And the people in their 30s were not competitive with the ones in their 20s for the work that we wanted to have done.
Yes.
They had experience in the marketplace, in the workplace, but they didn't have the technical skills that we needed.
Yes,
it wouldn't have been that hard for them to have had that. You know what I mean? And I tell you one other thing. There's one other thing that they did. Some of them had the skills, at least enough to have faked it a little bit, and they didn't even put it forward. They didn't do enough homework to know that that would be important to me.
Right. That's too bad, because I would say that's like the number one skill that you need today. You need to be able to be facile with technology. You know, it can't frighten you, and you have to be able to, like, learn new things all the time. Pick it up. Be a quick learner.
Well, there's no question about it. And look, if you're going to work in an office today, you've got to be able to put on your resume that you're good with Word,
right,
with Excel, with PowerPoint,
right,
and some kind of online capability. At least you know how to operate within a console. You know what I mean? A back end console where people are updating their own websites. I mean, that's fall off a log easy. You got to be able to do that.
Yeah. Also,
you don't have to be a media company to need that.
Right, because we are our own media companies. That's
right.
The thing. But also, if you're going to claim that you have those skills, I think you also have to be prepared for people to look you up online and make sure it's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, or to call your references.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying, if you have, like, oh, I have a social media presence, and you're saying that, well, your future employer is going to look you up on those media and see.
Well, I'll
if
tell
you're
something.
On Twitter, you can't have two followers, you know. If you're on LinkedIn, you can't have zero followers. It's like,
but what if you have lots of followers? What if you have what if you're on Facebook and you've got like 1,000 friends?
I think that's good.
Yeah, that was a red flag for me a while back.
I actually think it's good because
okay.
Today there's like a power in the acquaintances we have.
Yeah.
So I actually think it's good if people have a lot of acquaintances, you know? And those weak links, they're called weak links, those can help you get jobs, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's probably good for the person.
Yeah.
But when you've got an employee who's being tugged at by all these people who don't know that she's or he's at work or doesn't care, you know what I mean? You got all these people coming in, so that's a little bit of a risk.
Centralization is a good thing, you know? To be able to just turn it off is also really important so that you can focus on the job.
Right, exactly. So what we're talking about, folks, is things to be prepared for. And again, some of this stuff, a lot of this stuff is there's a group of people out there, Vicki, I think, who are kind of on the bubble. They're young enough that they can still be savvy, but they're old enough that they might be just a little bit out of touch. And maybe these people are in their like early 40s or something like that. I don't know.
Right. Or maybe they were used to delegating some of this stuff before,
maybe so. Maybe
you know?
So.
Like, people who are used to delegating stuff do not fare that well today. Because we're in a do-it-yourself environment.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, I mean, I don't have a... I own my own company. I don't have a secretary.
Right. Right. For example, my late stepfather, who used to work in advertising, he used to operate. I mean, he was a very high level person, but he organized people by what his strengths were, mm-hmm. and then what weaknesses he just delegated. Mm-hmm. You can't really do that today, mm-hmm. you know. There's no delegation. You just have to be able to wear a lot of hats and do it all.
And I'm gonna get fussed at because I said secretary. But that dates me, right? But because what is the truth? I don't have one. I do have an assistant.
But nobody has.
I know. I remember when secretaries were proud to be called secretaries. But anyway, I have an assistant. But my assistant is a vice president.
Right.
You know, I mean, we all help each other. I work for my employees.
Exactly.
You know, you're talking about delegating. They have jobs that they have to do, but they need stuff for me to do their job, and they come to me and say, hey, boss, come on. You know, they're tapping their foot at me. Hey, boss, I need my stuff here. What's going on?
Exactly.
So that's the way the workplace is these days,
isn't it? That's how it is. That's how it is.
And some people can't. They either haven't done it or they don't know how to do it, and if you don't interview, if you don't come across that you can deal with that in the interview,
right.
You're not going to get hired.
You're lost.
Yeah. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk. Vicki's going to talk to you about how to recover. What do you do if you have a bad interview? And this is really valuable stuff, folks. Vicki, I need your website quickly, please.
Oh, it's VickiOliver.com. VickyOliver.com.
Check it out. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.